it's about what now, 600 or fewer people?
I believe it's fewer people than 600 now. I don't know just what it is. I don't know just what the...
But it's a good deal. Fewer people than it used to be.
Oh, yes, yes.
Maybe one, a couple of times.
But it burned out, you know, and went down like lots of other places.
As a letter carrier, you must have known this by everybody, didn't you?
Yes. When I retired, I had an 82-mile out of here. When I first started as a sub in 28, I mean, we had about 34 miles. I started with a Model T. And kept building up and stretching out, giving more people service, you know. So we got a pretty good rural section all back in here. And see little girls grow up and get married, and more little girls grow up and little boys, you know. It's quite amusing when I think back over it now. I used to carry them, they'd buy me a carton of chewing gum. And the little kids meet me, I'd give them a piece of chewing gum. But it got dangerous, I like to got two or three that way, and I stopped there. Sometimes I could see with your hand sticking up there, you know. I'd be observing in the mailbox, and the kid come up on the other side, and I learned to look around to see. But two or three, I like to got them probably. So I wouldn't, I quit that only on Christmas. On Christmas, well, I'd carry around a bunch of bubble gum, chewing gum, one time. They expected to kind of weigh them up, you know. And I enjoyed it. You don't know how you will miss people like that and watch you serving the public like that, you know. I had a little over 42 years service, counting 5 years, a little more than 5 years Army time. And this Army, May 8, 1917. I stayed in. They kicked me out for the disability. And I farmed some.
You get lonely now after you retired, or you keep pretty busy?
I stayed pretty busy. I've been retired 4 years, the 30th past December. And I stayed pretty busy. I left the fishing, hunting, grabbing some. I had a great class bowl. I've been pretty well tied in, having to stay in.
Automobile?
Yes, I had a car wreck. I run into a well, hit a truck loaded with shell corn. He pulled out ahead of him. He loaded and he couldn't get off, and I hit him. Kind of stood me up pretty bad, broke up my leg, I can't get over that. But I still go fishing. I've been about once a week. I hop around and get in the boat. Fella run the boat for me.
Doesn't
pain you
enough to keep you?
Not too painful. Of course, it don't knit back together. I have to wear a brace up here. Been done about 6 months. I'm still living in hopes of get back to where I can get on my feet and deer hunt and fish. See, I left to fish in Florida, Okeechobee, in a different place. Feller, there's anything I have for a hobby, misses it, you know, if something happens. Can't get out.
Sure.